What's up? Welcome to Coffee with Friends. I'm Cooper Short.
I'm JC Younger.
Today, we're going to be talking to JC about intersection between Jesus and hoops. Trigger warning, this is Caffeinated Christianity. Like I said, welcome to the first episode of Caffeinated Christianity's Coffee with Friends, which is an interview special where we talk to various people in various walks of life about the intersection of what they do and what their faith causes them to do in their different, arenas. And so today, we're going to be talking to JC Younger, one of my good friends from school. He's in my Bible study. He plays basketball here at PC, but I'll let JC go ahead and introduce himself. So go ahead, JC.
I am JC Younger, good friend of Coop. I found Christ about 2 years ago, and my life has never been the same. Before Christ, I was lost, but when I found Christ, I was found. I saw things differently. I'm from Louisiana, New Orleans. I'm currently 22 years old, and I play basketball at Presbyterian College.
Sweet. Sounds good. So, to start this off, first we're going to ask you, what's your favorite Bible verse?
I love Colossians 3:23, and it reads, "And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as unto the Lord and not unto men." King James Version.
King James Version. I like it. So we're talking to JC today about basically the intersection between his being a Christian and also being a Division I college athlete, namely playing basketball, obviously. And so, JC, like, first off, what's the hardest thing about being a Christian and a college athlete?
Well, at times when, it's very easy if you're surrounded around a bunch of other Christians, but unfortunately that isn't the case today. So when you're around others that don't believe in the same that you do, you just, there's at times where I can't interact certain ways or I can't do certain things that maybe they do. You just have to represent Christ every day and be that high priest or that king and queen wherever you live every day and just represent him. It gets hard at times, but through prayer and through reading the word and building your relationship with Christ, it gets easier. Right. So,
in terms of trying to witness to your teammates, what's the one thing that you figured out works when you're trying to witness to a teammate who's either a non-believer or could be a nominal Christian? You know, how's like – What's one effective way you've been able to share Christ with a teammate?
Well, I really just tried to overall just love them. I never try to judge anybody because the Bible tells us not to judge anyone. But I really just try to get to know them, and I just let my actions speak for themselves. I just show how Christ has changed me, and I try to let his light shine through me. And so it's really more so through my actions and just my love for them overall. That's pretty much it. And it stirs up when I act a certain way or when I show Christ in my heart, they come up to me and ask the questions.
Right.
So,
right. What would you say is one barrier to sharing the gospel with a teammate? What's one thing that would either keep the conversation from happening or make the conversation hard to have with a teammate?
It's just, there are times where, a lot of people, they will believe in God, but they may not know the word. And so there are times where when you tell them certain things, they may try to argue with you. But that's when you really just have to, step back sometimes and just maybe pray for them. It gets hard at times. I really haven't had that many failures with it, because mostly I don't try to force it on anybody. Through my actions, they'll come up to me and start asking me questions. So.
Right. How did you know that God was calling you to play basketball here at Presbyterian College? How did you know PC was the place?
Yeah, well, I had a bunch of Division II or Division III looks, but overall I've had three Division I offers. One of them I knew I wasn't going to because I didn't like the academics. That was about my junior year. And then I transferred to a school at IMG in Florida, and I did really well playing. But more so, I was committed to a school. I wanted to go back home because that was ultimately the only offer I had left. It was the weirdest thing because at last minute, after my senior year of playing, which this never happens, they randomly just pulled my scholarship. And so I was worried. I was anxious. You know, I mean, I didn't truly find Christ at that time, but I knew who God was. And so I actually started praying more at that time through my stress. And PC literally just came out of nowhere. And I prayed. I can remember the night before they came to see me, I prayed to God. I said, God, if it's in your will, let it be one of the best days playing basketball I've ever had. And still to this day, it was probably one of the best shooting exhibits I ever put That's on. Awesome. So I knew that God brought me here. And now looking back in my 3 years being here, it was definitely in his plan and his will. And I've definitely come to know him by being here. So,
what are like a couple of milestones in these last 3 years looking back that you can say, like, definitely, like, this is why God had me here?
Well, I met great people here, you being one of them.
Stop that, bro. Stop it.
But I really got involved in a good church of my denomination in Spartanburg. And I met really good friends out there. Through my rough times, when I first came to PC, I wasn't living the Christian lifestyle because I truly didn't have a relationship with Jesus. And so I got attached to some of my friends at the church out there, and all they did was love me. And all they did was, you know, tell me things were going to be okay. And all they did was just share the gospel with me. And that's when I knew. And then I felt the Holy Spirit again, and I accepted Jesus again, and I received the Holy Ghost. And ever since then, my life has been different, just being out here. But it all started with people that loved me and people that showed Christ's true nature.
Right.
And then when I saw how they were acting, that's what I wanted in my life. So.
Right. Kind of a couple things I'm going to ask you right here at the end. The first question is, how do you consciously try to represent Christ when you play? Because, like, I know for me personally, playing football, something I try to do to represent Christ is I try to focus on not complaining. I try to focus on,
right,
like, kind of selling out to the program just because at the end of the day, I'm supposed to respect those who are in charge of me. And it also doesn't reflect Christ if I'm whining and not playing hard.
Yeah.
So one of the ways I try to reflect Christ is I try and do everything as hard as I can. So, like, what's one way you try and consciously reflect Christ?
One thing I really try to do is, I don't know if you notice this, but sometimes this is kind of corny, but I'll do the little Steph Curry point up.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be like, all right, Lord, because I want to give him glory for every basket I get, because I believe, and it says in his word, that every good thing comes from him. And so, but that's not like the biggest thing. The biggest thing to me is that, again, it kind of goes with the complaining thing, but I really just try to encourage everybody. You know, when someone will make a mistake, I'm not the type to really just get on them. I just try to love them and encourage them. Because, you know, when people sin in life, you know, even in shows in the Bible, you know, over and over again, when people have sinned and, like, turned away against God, like, he loved them. And so that's all I really try to do, is just encourage my teammates and love them. And even when a coach will get on a player, or if one player gets on another player, I'll always be the one to just go up and be like, hey, man, it's good. You're fine. Like, keep it going. You're going to do good. You're going to do great. I just try to be that encourager out there. And that's, like, the biggest thing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So last question. This is just kind of a fun question. Two things. One, who's the best player in the league right now? And two, who's the best team in the league right now? Today, April 4th, 2019.
Oh, man. I think the best player in the league right now, overall, it's hard, but just as a killer, I'd say it's James Harden.
James Harden.
Just because you can't stop
him. Mr. Isolation.
Yeah, and they know what he's going to do, and he still does it.
And he's lefty.
That's
already, yeah.
And he's a butter artist. Yeah. Just shoots it and it's cash. Best team, I'd have to say the Warriors, just because they have five All-Stars in their starting lineup. And they're shooters, dude.
They snipe all game.
Snipe all game, and they move it. They're unselfish. You know, it's – can't beat them.
Of course, in keeping with the caffeinated Christianity tradition, your Christian rap song of the episode is Yellow Paint by What Up RG. Fun fact about the song, he wrote the song about a past relationship that didn't work out. And so the title is Yellow Paint because Vincent van Gogh thought that he could eat yellow paint and it would make him feel happy, and it would make him, it would basically cure his depression because of the color that it was, and it ended up actually killing him. I think either killing him, but it definitely, at least, you know, was not good for his health. And so What Up RG titled the song that, because this girl he thought was supposed to be his one and only actually ended up becoming his poison later and pulling him away from Christ. And so that's kind of a weird song to use for this episode, but it's a really, really good one. And so that's the one I recommend. So with that, I say thanks for tuning into the podcast. I'll be more than happy to reimburse you for the brain cells. I would like to personally thank my boy JC Younger for coming on the show. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Calf Christ. You can check this out, lots of other things out at calfchrist.com. It's pretty simple. Know Christ, reflect Christ. John 1:5, hate sin, love sinners. Play basketball. Remember, the battle is already won. And don't forget to grab coffee with friends. Outie.